Well, joining us now, we have Sister Zahira Singh, who has visited Madinatul Munawwara for the very first time. Zahira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah for having me.
A very first visit to Medina. I know it's a broad question, but take us through your emotions from the time you departed, knowing you en route to Madinatul Munawwara, a place where people will sacrifice everything just for one visit. And then explain to us in your own words what it was like when you reached there and when you went through the entire Medina experience.
Okay, so from the beginning, normally when you embark on a journey, you know, there's always tears, there's, you know, anticipation, there's, you know, a fear, there's anxiety. I had none of that. I was content. I was at peace. I have no idea why. I have four kids that I left back home. I wasn't scared. I wasn't anxious. I wasn't nervous. I was nothing of the sort. Yes, I cried, you know, just once, literally when I was leaving them, and that was it. Mm-hmm. But there was a peace and a contentment in my heart, not because of anything, but just it was there on its own. Miraculously, it was there. And when we arrived quite early in the morning, and it was calm, it was quiet. Yes, there's crowds of people, but there's like peace in your heart. You know, when people say peace, you would think, you know, it's quiet, it's, you know, that type of peace. But it's an inner peace. It's indescribable kind of inner peace, in that you find yourself just wanting to be there all the time. And the first time that I looked, or, you know, I just looked at the minarets of Masjid al-Nabawi, it was so incredible. And you walk in, when you walk in to those gates and you greet, and you know, you listen to lectures, and when you walk into those gates and you just greet, for the first time you greet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the emotion that overcomes you and overwhelms you is incredible. It's just, it kind of leaves you speechless. You almost run out of things to say. You don't know what to say because you cannot describe, or you cannot absorb the magnitude of where you are and what is happening. So you forget, you know, what to ask to make. And you just stand there and just try and absorb everything. And eventually, slowly, you know, the words start tumbling out, the tears start rolling out, and eventually you make your du'as and you make your salam properly.
Now, naturally, over a prolonged period of time, right, you would have seen pictures, you would have seen videos, you would have heard other people's experiences. When you get to experience it in the flesh for the first time, how similar is it? And at the same time, how different is it to what you saw and what you heard?
So I think I don't think anything can actually prepare you for something like this. It's your own experience. So in essence, yes, you look at the pictures, you know, okay, there's a crowd, you know, I can deal with this, I'm okay, you know, but nothing can actually prepare you well enough for the feeling that you have when you walk in, the feeling that you have when you look at the green dome, when you know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying there. He's hearing you. He's listening to you. He knows you are there. And being that close to him is just awe-inspiring. You cannot, you know, no amount of pictures can actually bring that to life for you. So being here is very different to pictures. Pictures can show you the outside, yes, sure. Make no mistake. I mean, they can sort of show you, you know, face value. But the feeling in your heart and the like I said, the peace, the contentment, but more importantly, the magnitude of and the depth of the feeling of Medina can only be felt here in the place itself.
Is there anything about Madinah Munawwara that surprised you?
Um, Yeah, the peace. The peace. I did not, I mean, when people describe peace, I expected it, you know, okay, fine. You know, it's kind of a quiet place. It's a little sort of town, you know, it moves on its own pace type of thing. It's not that at all. The peace is, like I said, inner peace, that. And also the other thing is that no matter what the crowd is like, the most surprising thing is you still get to be within the haram. You still get to make the dua that you want to make, no matter what, no matter what the crowds are. And it's amazing, even though they're showing like outside the current borders of the haram, they're going to be extending out, which shows you the growth of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also it helps you to understand that, you know, you are a part of something huge. So even though you are reading salah, you know, in the haram, you're making dua, there are millions of other people doing the same thing.
No.
And it's an incredible feeling knowing that all of these people are, I mean, there's one way to perform salah. And you see all of these people, yes, they may have different postures, whatever it may be, but everybody does the same thing. Everybody goes to ruku in the same time, sajda at the same time. It's just, it's incredible.
Absolutely. So you've waited a long time for this to become a reality in your life, the visit to Madinatul Munawwara. Once you got there and did your first salam and settled into a bit of a routine, how would you describe that feeling of having achieved a lifelong dream?
Well, it's certainly not a place I'd like to leave. It's like I've just kind of become accustomed to living this way, you know, waking up for tahajjud regularly. It's incredible how you see masses and masses and masses of people coming from all directions, and we're all heading for the same sort of entrance. We're all heading for the same masjid. We're all heading for the same call. That atmosphere is not something you'll find back home. And it's sad. It's very sad. But at the same time, it's beautiful to have it here. And that's the reason why you wouldn't want to leave from here. I understand that, you know, Mecca is much greater a place, but just being here, you know, in itself is so gratifying that you don't want to leave here just yet. I don't think you'll ever be ready to leave from here.
Absolutely. All right, Zahira, all the best for the remainder of your stay in Madinatul Munawwara, and we'll talk again, inshallah, once you reach Makkah.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sister Zahira Singh talking to us from Madinatul Munawwara, and she is visiting the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the very first time. Subhanallah. That's why we thought it'd be good to speak to her and hear her experience. Just as a point of interest, you know, the very first drama series that we featured on Radio Islam, I think back in 2011, she was the scriptwriter. I think the first one and the second one as well. Right back in 2011, 2012, somewhere around there, she wrote the drama for us.